over the top. Haaland just has a habit of getting the ball when he wants it. And he's got it now into the box. Haaland cuts it back. Little flick. Sancho makes no mistake. And the scoring has begun in the Red Bull Arena. A flowing Dortmund move ends with Jadon Sancho getting his second goal in as many games. And that's exactly what Dortmund wanted to do here. A shake of the head from Adams, a shake of the head from the Leipzig defence, but that was a very slick...
Yeah, it's like, as you say, the weekend couldn't go better for us. Everything in the top went our way, to be honest. We obviously won. Bayern Munich lost, Leipzig lost. Leverkusen has drawn, so we're looking good. It was a very good game. I didn't enjoy a game this much since a long time. I think, I don't know about you, but for me, it's like it's been a long time since I was like really happy about the performance of the players.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. You know, I mean, I think. It almost feels like the last time I felt that good after a game was when we played Bayern earlier in the season. And it wasn't even that I felt good because we won. I just felt good because we played good football for the entire 90 minutes. And today, yeah. Granted, the first half was a little slow. But in that second half, you know, we played our brand of football. We played Dortmund football the way Dortmund football is meant to be played. And it was good to see the players... you could tell they all felt good out there. Like, I don't think anyone was playing without confidence, and I think that's huge. To be able to play with confidence is a huge part of success, especially in the Bundesliga, especially when you're right now, like, heading into today, Dortmund, they weren't in a bad position, but they certainly were not where they wanted to be in the table. And with the help we got from Mönchengladbach the other day, they were able to come back and defeat Bayern 3-2. I think that just added a little bit more to our confidence. Like, it made today mean a little more than it would have. And to be able to knock off Leipzig 3-1 in Leipzig Stadium was huge, I think.
Yeah, especially also in the form Leipzig is in this season, because they're one of the best teams in Europe this season. And to be able to go there and get a solid 3 points with 2-goal difference is very good. I think to be honest, I wasn't expecting a win. And funny enough, I was like, if we get a draw, that will be enough for me. But soon enough, after as soon as the second half started, I knew that the entire format of the entire formation of the players has changed, and the way they played. And there's so many great performances tonight. There were overall, the entire team performed. Sadly, Witzel got injured, and hopefully it's not serious. We don't know anything about it yet. But on the other hand, the silver lining is that Chan was introduced, and in my opinion, he was... It is possible that he was man of the match for me, because for me, Chan is one of the most underrated players in Dortmund, I think. And his introduction was very remarkable what he did during the second half. I think, yeah, So everything went as planned. I think that Borussia Dortmund went there like with the mindset that okay, I think we need to win this game if we are to stay within the premises of competing for the Bundesliga this season. And they went there, they fought, and they put everything out there, and it was, at the end of that, it was very rewarding.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and I think with our upcoming schedule, you know, we have Mainz next weekend. And then on Tuesday, the following Tuesday, right after that, we have Leverkusen. And, you know, Mainz is a team who's been struggling this year. They'll always give you a good challenge. But I think, you know, being able to secure 3 points against Mainz and then 3 points against Leverkusen would be huge for us, especially in the table. You know, now we're only 5 points back of Bayern. I think the entire top six, let me double check this. Yes, the top six in the Bundesliga are all within 8 points of each other. And so there's a little more competition, I think, at this point for the number one spot. And, I mean, I think we saw that Bayern is vulnerable. Like, Mönchengladbach, to their credit, played phenomenally. And they didn't play intimidated, but they also proved for a lot of the rest of us that Bayern can be vulnerable. And they're not, you know, they're a great squad. They're probably the most talented squad in the Bundesliga, but that doesn't mean they're the only squad that's capable of winning games. You know, just they're human like the rest of the teams. And if things go the way that Dortmund would like them to go, and if Dortmund continues to play in the form that we saw, especially in the second half today, I think there's still a little bit of hope that we could make a late season run for the title. But aside from that, I'm also very optimistic about what we'll see from the black and yellow in Champions League play. Like, being able to score in the Champions League is huge. You have to be able to create goals, and you have to be able to do it on your command. Like, you can't wait for other teams to give you goals, especially as you get to the knockout stages. And so today I think we saw a lot more creativity and a lot more chemistry in the final third. Like, the passing to set up the Haaland header, his goal was phenomenal. And, yeah, like, I think it's little things like that. And even the first goal, Sancho's goal, like, there was tremendous passing and buildup that led to that. And we didn't waste time either. Like, we got on the attack and we pushed the ball up the pitch. And we did it with pace and we did it with creativity. And that's when we do that, when we have that kind of free-flowing attack, that's when we look the best.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, as you said, and especially that you could see it if you rewatch the game, you could see that there's a huge difference between how we handled the ball the first half versus the second half. In the first half, we were like slowing down play, trying to play from the back, and we all know that Leipzig is a very good team when it comes to high to pressing high, to quick counters, and so it didn't work that well, although we were very resistant to their style of play during the first half, but still it didn't work for them, and we were able to keep a clean sheet for the first half. But the second half, we were pushing the ball forward more. We didn't bother coming back and like distributing the ball back to the center halves and doing that entire shtick. So I am very happy with the entire teams, as we talked about before. Like, everyone seemed very, very comfortable, you know, very relaxed. There's some confidence. I see that. Like, I saw Sancho and Royce and Haaland playing, like, being like like creating chances, especially during the second half. And I'm also happy that Sancho was able to get a goal and an assist for the game. And yeah, Royce as well got two assists and a brace for Haaland to push him higher in the scoring for his personal stats in the scoring table. We know that Lewandowski is first with 20 goals, but Haaland is behind with 12 goals. But yeah, like, in my opinion, this is like the correct direction. You know, if we were lost a few weeks ago, now we know where we're heading. I think it's safe to say that the style of play, especially the one in the second half, was very efficient. And as you said, we have We have important fixtures in the Champions League as well. And we are playing a very good team in Sevilla. So, and by the way, I watched the game today against Real Sociedad. And it was a very tight game, and they have like a good combination of experienced players and young players, and they are very good at pressing in the midfield. So I think that the game against them, like all games in the Champions League, although Sevilla might seem like a smaller team than Dortmund, I think that they are very first of all they are very qualified and experienced in Europe. They just won the Europa League last year, and they have lots of Europa League titles to their name, and they are also very big in Spain. They have some good games, so I think that it's gonna be difficult. It's gonna be a difficult game, and this win will put us in a good position, especially that, as I said before, we won against one of the best teams in Europe this season. So I think it's overall it's looking good, and yeah, like thing is, when we win games, it's like there's nothing to say, like everything, like that's if we are to be like nitpicky or something, there will be like a few things that you can like point out.
Yeah, like maybe Akanji could have made a few better passes or something, like just something nitpicky like that. But
yeah, I think Akanji was one of like he played a very good game.
Yeah,
in my opinion, yeah, it was a good game for Akanji. He was there with Hummels, and I think Akanji is improving very well. And in terms of like players who weren't shining today, I think Reyna was not, although he really provided a very good, like his work rate is good, he was always coming back to defend, but I think he wasn't really looking comfortable in the on the pitch. And but overall, like Delaney played his part very well.
I think Delaney had a phenomenal game, actually. I think
yeah,
he was like a madman out there. Like if the ball was near him, he went and got it. Like he was, there was not, like I would not want to stand between him and the ball after what I saw today. Like he was, there was nothing stopping him. Like he defensively, he was absolutely phenomenal. And I think Emre Can was phenomenal too. Like they're a fantastic duo, I think, in the like defensive midfield positions. And I'm, as much as I'm sure it isn't great that Witzel had to leave the game, like I am comfortable if he ends up missing a few matches with injury to rest up, because I think between Delaney and Chen, we have like two very, very like world class well. Defenders. Yeah, and Bellingham too. Like Bellingham, he's very much like a two way player. Like he can create things on the attack, but he also is phenomenal defensively. Like there, it's good to see that like losing a player like Axel Witzel, because I think Axel Witzel is also a world class talent. A lot of people respect him not only for his defensive abilities but his ability to pass the ball. Like he is, I think, one of the most accurate passers in Europe on a regular basis. And yeah, I don't think we're going to miss that a lot, because today, at least, both Delaney and Chan were involved defensively, and they were involved in getting those quick through balls up the pitch when we would turn and launch a counter. Like they played their roles phenomenally. Like you said, there's not a ton to talk about, because everyone played their role today. Everyone did their job pretty well.
Yeah. As you said, Delaney was... I think that during this game, Delaney is the only player I didn't yell at today. Like, I screamed and yelled at all players except for Delaney, because he... Like, I love watching him play, because he really goes into challenges like a madman. He doesn't, like, have any consideration. Like, he does, but he's like, let's secure first, and then we can apologize later. And he got a yellow card early on, but that didn't stop him from being, in my opinion, he was, we can attribute not getting scored against during the first half, we can attribute that to Delaney. I'm sure of that. And Chan as well, he isn't. What I like about Chan is that he isn't scared to go forward. That's a very good thing about him. He isn't scared to go forward. He isn't scared to push the play upfield. So he is a... and while we might miss Witsel in the coming weeks, I don't know how bad the injury is. I think that, as you said, we'll be comfortable with the choices we have in the midfield. And so, yeah, if there's nothing to talk about Borussia Dortmund side, we can talk about other teams. Like I talked about Sevilla. They played Real Sociedad. And by the way, two players, ex-Borussia Dortmund players, play right now for Real Sociedad. And there's Mikel Merino. He didn't really play for Borussia Dortmund that much. I think he played like two games, professional, like in competitive games with Dortmund. But he was a very he is actually a very good midfielder. He plays for the Spanish national team. And but when he came to Dortmund, we had Weigl, and we had Weigl on form, so it was difficult for him to make an impact with how Weigl was playing at the time. And they also have Alexander Isak, who scored a pretty fair amount of goals this season in La Liga. So, and I think that it's one of the players we are looking at. And for Sevilla, like, they have a Moroccan player. His name is Youssef Nseri, and he scored a hat-trick today against them. And he's a very good goal scorer. He's still young, and he's very fast, and he reminds me a lot of Haaland. He's not yet at Haaland level, like with Haaland's positioning and speed. But I think that maybe we should consider getting a player like him, because he's very fast as well, and he's very vicious with his strengths. And so maybe he can be like the Moroccan replacement for Hakimi. And
yeah, perhaps.
Yeah. Actually, like we've had only one Moroccan player throughout the history of Borussia Dortmund, and the experience was very good. So I think it's 100%. Now, if we get another one, we'll now regret it. So
the data doesn't lie, you know. Actually, speaking of Erling Haaland too, one thing I do want to talk about with him: in the first half, he had 5 touches on the ball. And if, like, that is not something that you want to see if you're a Dortmund fan. You don't want to see Erling Haaland only having 5 touches. But I think where his impact was made, even if he's not on the ball, he is constantly wearing out defenders. Like over the course of an entire match, he is getting physical with defenders. He's forcing them to keep running. Like, he's challenging them to take their, like, endurance to the max. And when it comes to, like, the 70th or 75th minute in a match, when defenders are, like, really worn down from dealing with him the entire match, that's when he becomes so dangerous, because he doesn't get tired. Like I heard one of the announcers today, they said, oh, Haaland is looking a little winded. And then, like, 2 minutes later, he scored his first goal. And he did not look winded at all. Like, when defenders get tired after trying to keep up with him for 70 minutes, that's when he starts to find himself in a lot more space, and that's when it's easier for him to capitalize on those opportunities. Like, eventually, the people that are trying to stop him, they just don't have the physical, like, endurance to keep up with him, and that's when he can really just pile on the goals, because his endurance, as far as I can tell, doesn't have, like, a cap. Like, he's an engine that keeps going.
Yes. It's good that you brought up Haaland, because, as you said, his positioning and his speed, like, really wears out, like, defenders. And we saw it today. He was watched closely by Upamecano, who is a very good defender, by the way, and very, very fast defender. Like, he's one of the fastest center backs in the Bundesliga. And, like, he was, like, constantly monitored during the first half and most of the second half. But He wasn't able to keep up with Haaland at all. So what happened is that, like, Haaland just capitalized on that fact, and as you said, just got there when the timing was good. And the other thing is that I think that we're not using Haaland's strength a lot. Like, I don't know if you agree with me on that, but there are so many things we can use a big number nine who's fast. Like, there's so many things like we can do to capitalize on his size. For example, we can pass forward to him. He can hold position for other players to go forward. We don't see that. We didn't see that much. And maybe last game we saw something similar. But this, like, if you remember on the game against Leipzig, he just went through like five players when he scored the goal. Did you see that?
Yes.
Like when he scored his first goal.
Yeah.
Before passing to Sancho, like, he went through like five or six players.
Yeah, he made him look like excuse me, pylons on the training ground.
Yeah, it was like, just, you know, it was very good. It looked very good, and we're not like really using his strength to the max at that level. I think that he can hold the ball, but sometimes we don't, like, if you have a goal kick, sometimes it's also wise to try and like kick the ball, like the goalkeeper can kick the ball towards Haaland, who is of course very big and can and has aerial capabilities. We can also use that. So I think that there are several things we can do with him to make him more like to improve his to improve like the quality of the output we get from him. But overall, like, it's looking pretty good for us. And I think I don't know who we have next.
Mainz. I think we have Mainz.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, Mainz and then Leverkusen. And before we have Mainz, I know Bayern has I was checking. Bayern has a match, I believe, on Wednesday, and then another one on Sunday. So they've got two games in quick succession. And with any luck, maybe they'll be a little tired for that second game, and we can catch a few more points up on them, you know? Fingers crossed. We have to do our job, though. We shouldn't be counting on Bayern to slip. We have to do ours. We have to take care of our business.
Yep. I completely agree with you. So, we'll host Mainz next Saturday, and then we'll travel to Leverkusen, or basically our neighbors. On next Tuesday. So I think it's going to be like, Leverkusen are very good this season, and their spot in the table shows how good they are. But I think with how we played today, if we play the same way we played in the second half, I think that we get pretty solid like chance of getting 3 points. And as you said, Bayern maybe could also like drop a few points here and there, so we can, like, right now we are like 5 points away from them, which is very good given all the setbacks we went through this season. Like, five losses so far this season, it's not a small number for Borussia Dortmund. And so, but after Leverkusen, we have Gladbach. So it's going to be like pretty tough tests in the next few weeks. But I think that we're going to get the best of it with what we have right now. So it's like, you know, as we said before, it's straightforward football. Like, ABCs of football applied, and your best players in their best positions. I'm sure we're not gonna see like Chan being a third center back, We're not gonna see like Hazard be in a wing back or something like that. Like all these facepalm head shaking moments that we saw with Favre this season. These are going to disappear, hopefully. I'm sure that Terzic is not going to make the same mistake, so I think we're looking good for the remainder of the first half of the season.
Yeah, I think so too. I was looking too. I know Bayern's next league match, they have on Sunday, they're playing Freiburg. And before that, they have a cup match. But that, I mean, it's a cup match that they should handle pretty easily. But Freiburg is, they're looking really good since coming back from the break. Like, maybe they'll take some positive momentum to Bayern and give Bayern a run for their money. I mean, Bayern's a team that, like, yeah, is expected to win every game. So Freiburg really has nothing to lose. And I think with how they've been playing the past couple weeks since returning from the break, there's a little reason to be hopeful as a Dortmund fan that they could do us a favor like Mönchengladbach did to the other day. So we'll have to see. Yeah. But other than that, you know, I'm, like you said, I'm feeling pretty good about Dortmund right now. Like, we've been pretty solid, especially in the second half today. Like, last week against Wolfsburg, we secured the 3 points that we needed. Today, we secured 3 points in a match where I think a lot of people didn't expect us to secure 3 points. And yeah, Mainz is in really not good form right now, so I think we should have 3 more points to our name after Saturday.
And I'm sure we do. Hopefully, 9 points for in the next 3 games. That's going to bring us back to competition. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll keep. Yeah, we'll keep fingers crossed, see what happens. Always like stay in support, wear your jersey before the game, you know, and good things will happen. And this is like just the beginning of the new chapter. So yeah, I will see as well. There are some pretty interesting rumors for the winter. Yeah, there's some pretty interesting rumors for the winter market mercato, so we'll see what happens. I think some players will leave, others will join, and yeah, I'm sure good stuff is ahead of us. And yeah, I think for me it's everything I wanted to talk about. I don't know if you want to add something else.
No, I think that takes care of it for me as well. I'm keep my optimism and look forward to next Saturday.
Cool. So yeah. So thank you guys for listening. And thanks, Ryan, for talking to us today.
My pleasure. And
perfect. Okay, guys. Have a good one. Take care.